How's your week going then? Listen, I wanted to share a few more ideas on the episode I did the other day about whether you should stay quiet or not, or whether you should start speaking up if the public narrative, if the general zeitgeist is against your organization. And I said at the time that I would give a few more examples of ways that perhaps you could approach this. And that's what I'm just going to do very quickly now. Well, like I was saying on Monday, you've got to view this as a bit by bit thing. This is not something you're going to be able to turn around straight away if the general zeitgeist, the general public opinion is against what you're talking about. Now, so you've got to make that clear to your management or your CEO or even to yourself if you're running your own startup. You've got to be aware that you're not just going to turn this around overnight. Now, that doesn't mean you can't turn it around with a lot of work, but it's not just going to magically happen. It is about gradually changing opinions. So start small. See this as a long-term campaign. I talked about Camilla Parker Bowles and King Charles in the United Kingdom. That took a good few years to do. So be aware this is going to take time. And also, particularly if you're in a small team as well, you just haven't got the resources to really make a massive impact overnight. Focus first of all on your evangelists. I talked about this before. I said about the fact that it's very easy to think of the public as being one organization, but actually the public now is split up into lots of different subsets because of the way that we consume media and we consume opinions from people. So let's say you're at a tax department in a government and you're trying to change the perception about it. So instead of trying to change the whole perception of what tax is about, identify who might support you. Who are going to be the people who do actually benefit from what you are doing? And then work with them, the warmer leads, first of all, to try to win the hearts of those people who are easiest to win over. Why do they value what you do? How have you helped them in the past? Start to engage with them. Start to put out more things that they are naturally going to agree with. And then start trying to develop the comments around them. And what proactive outreach can you do as well? What stunts are there? What sort of experiences can you do? Can you take people inside your organization and share that on social media, showing them being happy inside your organization to give that social validation? Obviously you want to make sure that these are going to be the people who haven't got a history of being negative against you. You want to be checking out their feeds, because if they're coming inside, you want to make sure that they're not just putting out a whole bunch of negative stuff about you. But if you've got people that have shown in the past that they've benefited from what you're doing and the value of it, then this could be a great way of doing it. If you've got something that is fun to offer, this is a tactic that the showbiz press use all the time, whereby with showbiz journalists, what you do is you give them access to things, and then if they say something negative, you shut off that access. So if you've got something that you are offering, something which people want, then you have got a degree of control over whether they're going to give you a far fairer perspective on that or not. You look at like the travel vloggers out there now who get to do expensive trips. They can only go so far in their criticism. They can point out things that they would like to have seen better, but they can't just lay into you in a sort of uncontained rage. Then, as I say, focus on the narrative. Focus on the thing that you're being attacked over. We looked at that in the last episode about defining what it is that people are saying. And then you want to demonstrate that that is not the case. I've talked about this demonstrate, don't tell thing plenty of times before. Just like with the case of Camilla Parker Bowles and King Charles, you're starting to put out little snippets of news which are gradually building the narrative. You're not just trying to turn it overnight and say, oh, X is good, or this industry we're in is good, or you must buy this new product. We're talking about putting out the reasons, basically putting out the counter of what the current narrative is, or at least explaining it so that people can understand it better. So often people try to just put out some fluffy story, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, talking about how you can package good news stories, good fluffy stories, but giving them a negative wrapper. Have a listen back to that one if you didn't hear that one. Just like with segmenting your audience, think about the media that's out there. And just like talking about the way that the public is segmented now, think about the media as well. Are there, for example, podcasts in your space that take an intelligent approach to the topic you're being talked about? Is there a spokesperson that you've got who comes across very authentic in your organization, who can be trained to deal with these tough questions? And you go on to a good podcast, one where they ask credible questions, and you actually let them ask about these difficult things, and you make sure you've got some really good, clear answers, which demonstrate rather than tell, where you've got a clear answer that you can give to start trying to win over people in that particular niche that the podcast is appealing to. Another tactic you can use is to become part of a narrative against something else that helps to promote what you're trying to do. So you're not saying, join us, support us, but you're joining a movement against it. So for example, a lot of people jumped on the narrative against Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter. There was a lot of criticism of that that gained a lot of popularity, and a lot of organizations said, well, come and work with us instead. So it was an opportunity to not just say we're great, but by joining a narrative that was against something else, it was helping to promote those organizations. Remember, as usual, don't fuel the trolls. Now, trolls thrive by developing an argument, by developing a conversation. So be ready to comment on the people that support you or who give intelligent conversation, but ignore those trolls. And as usual as well, if you do have genuine complaints about something, then try and get them off the main feed and get them onto DM and treat it like customer support. A final 2 points that I wanted to raise that I didn't get into the last episode earlier this week. And that is, how can you prove the success of this kind of thing? In a measurement in PR is a huge ongoing debate at the moment. And if you're not around the PR world and you're getting into PR for the first time, then this is something you do need to think about to justify the cost of what you're doing. But a starting point of that is certainly to be sharing the positive examples of where you are starting to make inroads when there's been a negative narrative, of people giving comments which show a positive side. Providing those examples to management is going to help to show them that what you're doing is starting to bear fruit. You might also want to do a survey as well with carefully selected people about their perception now and then later, and ask their reasons why they changed their view and seeing what those are. Not only will that help to provide some examples of the kind of moves you can do from a PR perspective that you could then replicate, but also, hopefully, the figures are going to show that their perception of you has increased as well. I think my main summing up point, though, is don't expect miracles. Turning around a really entrenched negative narrative about a sector or about an industry or about an organization is not going to be something you're going to turn around overnight. Accept it's the long term and start making little chips against it. As always, I would love to know if you've been involved in a situation like this, what you did to turn it around. There is no one way to do things in PR. So let me know what you did. Let's hear about your experiences. Let's get you on the show if you'd like to as well. For example, if you're from a PR agency and you would like to share some of the strategies that you used as well, I would love to get you on. All the details in the newsletter, where you can find on thepublicrelationspodcast.com, thepublicrelationspodcast.com, and you can also find the PR manual there as well. Right, I think that's enough for this week. I will be back next week with another episode. Speak to you soon. Have an absolutely awesome rest of your week.